أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah. We bear witness there is no God but Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger. And we ask Him to shed His peace and the prayer upon the Prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the Day of Judgment. My dear fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, this is Friday, the 18th of December, the 29th of Sha'ban, 7 days before Christendom celebrates Jesus, the Prince of Peace. 1 day before the birth of the new crescent heralds the starting of Ramadan, so that tomorrow, inshallah, we'll be praying the Taraweeh. And 3 days along the bombardment of Iraq by our forces, a bombardment that we are told has exhausted in 3 days more than all that has been dropped on Iraq in the Gulf War. I see television cameras and the crews, and I welcome the channels who cared to come to the Islamic Center to get the views of the Muslims. And I know their time is precious, especially when it is time on the news bulletin. And to help them, let me make it short and tell them that as sincere Muslims and as real patriotic Americans, we are against the attack on Iraq. Whether last November or now, our administration regrettably leaves us with very vacant questions to answer. First, does this bombardment mean the eradication of Saddam Hussein, whom everyone agrees is the root of the evil? And the answer of the administration is no. Well, would it lead to eradication of the alleged weapons of mass destruction? And the answer of administration is no. We are just degrading the capability. And they add that even after the bombardment, Iraq can recuperate very soon and start producing them again. Which means that what they want us to swallow is an open mandate, therefore, to go and bombard Iraq every few months. A very absurd, unprecedented issue in human history. And we ask them, do we know where the weapons of mass destruction are? And they say no. And we ask them, what about the civilian casualties, the innocent people And on the one hand, they say we are going to minimize the civilian casualties. But on the other hand, they say we don't know where the weapons are, and that Saddam keeps shuttling them from day to day in various places, including schools and the factories, hospitals and even homes, which means that we are by necessity going to bombard these concentrations of civilians. And at an era when we think that the most positive outcome of the Second World War, where humanity lost 50 million of its children, was the establishment of the United Nations to guarantee collective security and a combined approach and the custody of the world, so that humanity would live under the rule of the law, not of the law of the jungle, where whoever is stronger would have the say. And regrettably, our government does exactly that by passing the United Nations and relying merely on its sheer power, goes and attacks another country, accompanied with no other country in the world but Britain, that used to be called the Great Britain, and regrettably now she is not worthy of that title. And we ask them, when is it going to stop? And there is no answer. And they say some countries agree to our decision without naming any, as if America is so stupid to have missed the point until now, that the governments are not the masses, and the masses are not the governments. And they are too blind to know that in the long run, this threatens our international stand and international interests. And the question still remains, who made Saddam Hussein? Engraved on Saddam Hussein is the sign "Made in USA." Who armed him to the teeth to attack Iran? Who turned a blind eye when he used poison gas? Who remained almost silent when he gassed even his own people? Who trapped him into imagining our green light to attack Kuwait? We did that, and we have to face the responsibility. The media might like to pose the question to us, do you think that the president has done this in order to thwart the impeachment process? The answer, we do not know. Only God knows what in the man's heart. But speaking about the subject, there are two points we would like to make. The first is that what the president did was immoral, but the way it was handled was far more immoral, and it had devastating effects on our nation, especially the young people and the children. And this is the Islamic stand on the handling of the scandals of the president. The other thing is that we suffer a complete lack of statesmanship. Our politicians look at things day to day and fail to see things decade to decade and century to century. And this is regrettable. And it poses a duty on us, because out of love to our country, we have to see to it that there is a market for clean politics, managed by clean politicians. We vote for them and we choose them. And I think the American electorate is losing confidence in our politicians on both sides of the aisle. But let us now uplift our hearts a little bit above the cesspit of our national politics and approach the spirituality of Ramadan. Ramadan tells us about our own creation, because when God created the human being, He created him from clay. And in this, humans are no different from things and animals and even beasts. But clay is not our only component. Allah also blew into man from his spirit. And it is this spiritual component that raises us above animals to the level of noble humanity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants this divine component in us to take over and to be in control and to check our earthly component, which, aided by our intelligence, might turn us to the worst kind of beasts, which regrettably is happening now. In the interplay between earth and God's spirit in us, Allah gave us the freedom of choice and gave us the guidance, and we stand responsible for our choices, and provided us with certain exercises to strengthen our willpower so as to be able to control and to combat the dictates of clay when they conflict with the dictates of the spirit. Prayer is such an exercise, and the fasting is such an exercise. When the human being ceases to heed the divine voice in him, he can go astray, and this can afflict individuals, and it can also afflict nations. And the history is replete with examples from Ad and Thamud to the Roman Empire to the Third Reich to the Communist Empire. Can this happen to America? It can, unless we correct. And our country right now seems to be too intoxicated with power. It doesn't occur to them that if our America is great, Allah is greater. And if they feel strong, Allah is stronger. And that no human being can guarantee the destiny. And it is not in the interest of human beings individually or collectively to deviate from the course of fairness and justice and the truth and the cleanliness that Allah wants noble humanity to behave in. and we are too frightened for our country. And we ask our fellow Americans to express these views, that this should be a country under God, not under the Satan, not under arrogance, not under crude power and force, under God. And if they are, things would change. If not, if they persist in injustices, if they persist on fighting the cause of Allah, if they persist in disobeying Christianity, Judaism and Islam, and especially if they insist on their war against Islam and Muslims, well, let them plot. And Allah will plot. And Allah is the best of all plotters. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سلوا ربكم. الحمد لله لفضله تتم الصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. My dear fellow Muslims, I feel confused, a feeling that I am sure so many Americans share with me. I listened to the president on television announcing the attack, so emphatically, so sincerely. But unfortunately, I said to myself, I have seen this face before, denying a certain incident, an innocent face, a warm voice, inspiring me to believe, but only for shortly later to listen to him admitting that he was lying and was cheating and was misleading. And the outcome therefore is that whenever the president speaks, whatever he says, the question remains, should I believe him? Should I not believe him? And in all honesty, I and the millions of Americans cannot have an answer to this question. And now things are happening. And what are we going to do? Raise our voice. Collaborate with our sane and peace-loving Americans. And tomorrow, as you know, is the beginning of the fasting of Ramadan. And in PAC are inviting all Americans of all faiths to declare tomorrow a day of fasting and a prayer for the poor victims of Iraq, because unfortunately our country are punishing the victims, not the victimizer. And we hope that it will be a day of solidarity between Muslims and the followers of the other religions. And all we can do beyond raising our voice, calling on fellow Americans, calling on decent human beings the world over, and especially the Arabic and Islamic countries, whose rulers are unfortunately a shame to us. And already the voice of the masses is being heard. And on television we got the news of the strikes in Cairo and in Lebanon. And every heart, Muslim or non-Muslim, that knows God must be weeping now for the poor children and women and innocent victims of Iraq. We ask you, Allah, to set the balance straight. We ask you to manifest your power We ask you, Allah, to interfere, and we ask you to guide. We don't hate. We are not enemies. We are friends, and we want to guide the footsteps of this country to the course of justice and the truth. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat انك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك. اللهم دافع عن الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من كاد للاسلام فكد، ومن بغى عليه فخذه، واهد او خذ يا رب العالمين، ولا تعلمن نباه بعد حين. عباد الله، ان الله يأمر بالعدل والاحسان. أين العدل وأين الإحسان؟ إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. بعد الصلاة إن شاء الله will be remaining after the prayer, because there will be a supplication, a dua that we will read together إن شاء الله. وأقم الصلاة. بارك الله فيك.